KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy. A few breaks in the cloud above our studios this morning. 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, Shelby County Emergency Management Agency says drying conditions will prevail over the weekend. Therefore, the fire danger rating for grassland and field fires will remain high. Officials say as the forecast changes, though, we may be looking at a very high danger from time to time during the next week with expected low humidity, sunshine, and winds. And at times during the days next week, the fire danger may become extreme. But for now, fire stations and participating businesses are asked to keep their local fire danger signs in the high category. The next update will come Monday morning. A traffic stop last night in Creston resulted in the arrest of an Adair County man. Creston police say 32-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickrell of Fontenelle was arrested for driving while license denied or revoked. He was later released from custody on $1,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday set April 12th as the date for an amendment to the current fiscal year 2017 county budget. County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained the amendment is necessary because of matters pertaining to the Elite Octane ethanol plant.
That would allow us to set up the accounting and make the expenses that have already been incurred that have been claimed on the Elite Octane project.
The board heard from Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm also with regard to the Glacier Road paving project for the ethanol plant.
We plan to have preliminary plans and specifications to the county engineer by this Friday for county review. And then we would like to start beginning work on right-of-way plats as needed for acquisition of property for the expansion of the roadway. And we'll work on that the following week. And then at your board meeting on about April 4th, we hope to have the final plans and specifications to the county for approval to go out for bid letting, and we would hope to have the bid letting in the first part of May.
Sturm said a cost estimate should be available to the board by their meeting next week. In other business, the supervisors approved the appointments of David Newman of Griswold as Noble Township trustee to fill a vacancy term due to resignation through 2018, and James Hickman of Atlantic and Julie Geezer of Harlan to the Cass County Food Policy Council. Hickman will represent the County Ministerial Association, while Geezer is a food safety specialist with Western Iowa Regional Inspections. Also, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon reported to the board that the City of Atlantic will be testing its tornado sirens in preparation for the severe weather season. Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa is March 27th through the 31st. That includes a statewide tornado drill March 29th. That'll take place on that date between 10 and 11 a.m. March is National Athletic Training Month, and athletic trainer Andrew Neiman will be presenting at the next session of Healthy You, which is at noon on March 23rd at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Neiman, who joined CCHS last fall, says, "What we do as athletic trainers really extends beyond the sidelines." He'll talk about the role of athletic trainers, both in sports and a clinic, as well as information on exercising and aging. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in the Cass County Conference Room number 2 at the hospital. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Elsewhere in state news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is defending itself at a trial against more than 300 farmers and other landowners who say the agency's management of the Missouri River has contributed to major flooding in five states, most notably 2011 flooding that caused billions of dollars in damage. The civil trial that began March 6th in U.S. Court of Federal Claims in Kansas City, Missouri, involves a 2014 lawsuit alleging the Corps has de-emphasized flood control along the Missouri and put more emphasis on habitat restoration. The plaintiffs say that's led to more flooding, including 2011 flooding that caused billions of dollars in damage. The U.S. government counters that authorities never promised to stop all Missouri River flooding. A decision on the matter isn't expected until sometime summer at the earliest. Two men have pleaded guilty to poaching-related charges in Central Iowa's Greene County after a trespassing report to conservation officers. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
41-year-old Brett Cranston of Jefferson admitted to spotting a deer 6 miles south of Jefferson in December and firing shots at the animal. He followed the deer on county roads for around 9 miles, continued firing shots until he was able to catch the buck in a cornfield southeast of Cooper. Cranston pleaded guilty to trespassing while deer hunting, using a motor vehicle to hunt deer, and shooting within 200 yards of a residence. He was fined $665, assessed $8,000 in damages, and had his hunting privileges suspended for 1 year. 42-year-old Jeremiah Peterson of Green Mountain helped Cranston chase a deer and pleaded guilty to not having a hunting license and trespassing while hunting. Peterson was fined $416. I'm Darty Anielson.
Well, this is National Sunshine Week, and it has nothing to do with spring break or the weather, for that matter. Iowa Freedom of Information Council Executive Director Randy Evans says the week celebrates the important role open and accessible government has in our democracy.
The week is intended to sort of highlight the importance of transparency in our dealings with the government. And it's a time each year when we can kind of step back from the day-to-day routine and sort of take note of the importance that transparency represents.
He says there seems to be a change in politicians once they get elected.
Every government official goes into office speaking highly of the importance of transparency in government's dealings with the people. And it's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. We find that once people get in there, then they start seeing reasons why they ought not let the public in on what's going on. And government is actually, it belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to the government officials.
New forms of communications have had an impact on government transparency.
The speed with which information moves these days makes it harder for the public to know what is accurate and what is rumor. But it also makes it harder for the government to sort of manage the news because there are lots of sources of information.
Randy Evans says it seems that cases of government trying to shut out the public come before the Freedom of Information Council weekly. He cites the recent decision by the West Des Moines City Council on supporting a bill dealing with the Des Moines Water Works as an example.
The decision on whether West Des Moines was going to support or oppose that was made without having a public meeting. The city manager polled the council members by phone, cutting the public out on the whole chance to express their opinions. And there are examples like that routinely.
Evans says Iowa is fortunate that a minority of public officials try to get around the sunshine rules.
By and large, there are lots of citizens around the state who are serving on boards and councils and commissions whose heart is in the right place. And they're trying to find out what is required of them, what is expected.
Evans says the Iowa Freedom of Information Council is a resource for the public to find out about open records and open meetings. He says you can find a lot of information on their website. Iowa Republicans argue that a bill to revamp how workers are compensated for on-the-job inquiries, or injuries that is, will find a system that unfairly burdens businesses, but others question whether the current policy needs big changes. The State House and Senate are considering identical bills intended to lower business costs by reducing coverage for some workers' injuries, minimizing late fees for employers, and allowing pre-existing conditions to decrease benefits. Muscatine Republican Representative Gary Carlson says the bill reflects complaints from some companies of increased workers' compensation premiums. However, the nonpartisan National Council on Compensation Insurance found that premium costs for Iowa businesses dropped in 2017 by an average of 4.7%. The group says when analyzing premiums, loss ratios, and lost time claims, the overall system is fair for employers. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.